The Ghost in the Room, written and read by Fresney, Fandom Sherlock BBC, Warnings for Omegaverse, part of the Variations on an Equation series. Perhaps life took a turn left, where Jim beautifully framed her unpresented detective as a regular Sir Beausoleil, where they met on a rooftop, and he was everything she could have hoped. On the side of the angels, but not of them, she presented him with the ultimate puzzle. Follow her out of this life, or burn his heart. She was going to kill his replacement mother, and she was going to kill his replacement father, and she was going to kill his best friend unless he killed himself. She put a gun in her mouth and died. Death stood by and said, "Come with me." Jimmy waved Death off. "I've got to see what he chooses." But by the time she turned, Sherlock had already gone. She went down to where his body lay, but there was no ghost standing there. She passed her hand through the body. "Is he dead?"
"No,"
said Death. Death pulled out a pocket watch.
"Can we move this along? I have eternity. But I don't have all day."
"But I have to know what he did. Jimmy could have cried if she weren't already cooling on the rooftop." Men in black were already appearing to cart her body away.
"Suit yourself,"
said Death.
"Call me if you need me."
Death handed her a white card that simply read,
"Death."
And Death was gone. Jimmy found Sherlock in the morgue with Molly. They were talking about Joan Watson, who Jimmy did not care about. She would have thrown a wobbly such as the world had never seen, but they couldn't hear her. The spirit of the plumber who'd slipped on the bathtub and cracked his head open could hear her. "Oi, shut it. I'm looking at naked birds here." She was able to shove him into the drawer he currently had his head stuck in, but that was it. She followed Sherlock. It was something to do. He dismantled her empire. Oh, he was clever. He was ruthless. He was fascinating. All to get back to his little Joan, who didn't even wait for him, because she was an alpha, and she was mundane, and she was ordinary. She went on with her life and got engaged to an Omega named Mary. Jimmy laughed and laughed and laughed. It was hilarious. Seeing Sherlock sitting in the only chair in his living room and staring at the empty space where Joan's chair had been. Unpresented, looking in at the feast, never able to join. He volunteered to help with the wedding. He organized and arranged. There were serviettes and the handcrafted wedding favors, and it was really the funniest thing ever, seeing Sherlock eat his heart out, planning their wedding. And then Joan managed to pin a baby in her bonded's tummy. Jimmy would prance around Sherlock, telling him that he should just forget Joan. After all, sex was messy and disgusting. Messy! Actually, what turned out to be messy was when Joan's bonded turned out to be an international assassin, which admittedly Jimmy hadn't seen coming. She shot Sherlock, who almost died. He was so close that Jimmy could almost kiss him, but he pulled through. She told Joan, sitting in her newly replaced chair in 221B, "I did not know that you had it in you." Knocking up a killer and then abandoning her. Jimmy clapped. She really was impressed. She was less impressed when Joan's trained killer moved in. They colonized dehumidified 221C, and a baby made 4. 5 counted Jimmy, 6 counting Ms. Hudson, the old beta, always puttering around and helping with the baby. Sherlock helped with the baby, singing the periodic table song while nesting. That would have been bad enough. Jimmy had not needed to see Joan rolling around with Mary in bed, even if Mary was an international assassin. Sherlock gave every appearance of enjoying watching them. After they were done, he'd worm his way between them and purr like a great cat while they snuggled around him. She'd stuck around for adventures, harrying around the planet, not this, whatever this was. She yelled, "Death!"
"No need to shout," said Death.
"I'm out," said Jimmy. Death grinned. And that was that. The end.